VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Afghan officials say at least 50 people were killed, 83 wounded, in a suicide bomb blast at a gathering of religious scholars in the capital, Kabul, on Tuesday. The attacker detonated his explosives-filled vest as the scholars gathered to mark the Prophet Muhammad's birthday at a local wedding hall. Witnesses told reporters there were around 1,000 people inside the hall, including prominent religious scholars. Abandoning Saudi Arabia despite its responsibility for killing a U.S.-based journalist would be a terrible mistake, President Trump told reporters on Tuesday.
The CIA has looked at it. They've studied it a lot. They have nothing definitive. And the fact is, maybe he did, maybe he didn't.
The president there was asked about a reported conclusion by the Central Intelligence Agency that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman likely knew about or ordered the plot to kill dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in early October. The president denied that his decision to avoid harshly punishing the Saudis for the killing has anything to do with his personal business interests. A federal judge in Detroit says regulating female genital mutilation is up to the states. U.S. District Judge Bernard Friedman said Congress had no authority to pass a law in 1996 banning it. He dismissed mutilation and conspiracy charges Tuesday against two doctors and others involved in the procedure on 9 girls at a suburban Detroit clinic. Jumana Nagarwala says she performed a religious custom on girls from her Muslim sect. Others are accused of assisting her. A spokeswoman says the U.S. Attorney's Office is reviewing the ruling. This is VOA News. A federal judge on Tuesday temporarily